All righty. Welcome back. Oh my God, I can't believe this is actually happening. We have finally gotten the gang back together. They're coming from several different continents. Pull them together on this remote special dish.
You.
That was pretty synced up considering look, I'm getting piped right now.
It sounded worse from my end.
Look at this pipe that I'm just sitting in.
First one ever.
Hair.
Yeah. So this is a super exciting remote episode. Thank you guys for your patience. It's been a long, hard journey. As you all know, Drew and I are relatively untech savvy. Phil is pretty much the only one of us who knows what he's doing.
Are you giving us an MTV tour of your crib?
Yeah, look at this sweet ship. Look at this ship.
Did your mom make that?
Look at this ship. No, this famous ship painter did these, actually. My mom did this, though, which is just goofs going absolutely nuts. Look at the spray. Look at the impact zone. She captured like a really heavy wave. Like, almost looks like Skeleton Bay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can't really see it, Ty.
Really?
Dark.
Oh, yeah, we got to work on your screen skills. Here. You got the skinny cam right now.
How about this? How do I unskinny it? Better?
I don't know if you can. Maybe you go sideways on the phone.
I don't know how to use an iPad.
Oh, it's an iPad. It's an iPad. There you go. Now we got Ty. All right.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this YouTube in this tube. Oh, look at that angle.
I'm in it. Shut up.
All right.
So we have no agenda. We're just trying to get a remote cast going, get back in the swing of things. Phil, how have the waves been in Bali?
So when I first got here in Jan, that was probably the last time I did a cast. So it was pumping like in the off season. So through Jan till late Feb, it was like really crazy off season. And then it kind of chilled out for 2-3 weeks. And we're just getting like, I think this is the first real swell of the season coming actually today. Yesterday was like pretty big. Today's pumping. They just closed like all the beaches on the west coast. So like the Canggu, Kuta, Rawa, all those beaches are closed down.
Because of the swell or because of the corona?
Because of corona. But now it's like a mass search. I'm lucky. Where I am, don't say. But people are scouring the island, like trying to find the open beaches to surf. I haven't heard if Uluwatu's closed or not. I read a magic seaweed that said it was, but I don't know. Because there was, so the Balinese New Year was like last week, which is they close everything on the island. Airports even close.
Whoa.
No internet, no cell phone service, like everything's closed. And they extended that to like 2 days just to give it like an extra cleansing day. So I think that's what the Magic CV article was like about. And the guy just didn't know.
That's pretty hectic. So when you say proper, this is a proper swell versus you've had a really good off-season swell. Like, what's the size difference? What's the waves like? Like, is it the wind or is it just swell direction?
No, direction's pretty similar. It's probably like a foot big. So I think right now it's like 6 to 7 feet at like 15 seconds or so. And that's like a pretty, that'll close out the beaches.
Yeah.
The point.
That's what we're going to get on. We're supposed to get an e-swell this weekend, like 9 feet at 14 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah, it's going to be very closed out.
Just one day?
No, I mean, we've had east ground swell, sort of, although it's been short period, but we've had east swell every day for like a week. And then, but the wind's never really been good. And then prior to that, like, well, Drew was in Tassie, but like we had like 3 or 4 pretty good days. We were on pretty much all winter. We were on a weekly good wave schedule. So every Sunday was good for 3 or 4 months, which was pretty cool. Like some days were like that, which is pretty sweet. Well, this looks like a left in this because it's reversed.
looks like a right for us.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, really? That's so weird. It looks like a left for me. That's crazy.
So, beaches are like normal in New Jersey. Everything's open. People can surf.
It depends. It seems like if there's a boardwalk, then they've shut it down.
Some towns also did shut down the boardwalk, leave open the beach itself.
What about New York, like Long Island?
They seem to be open, although the thing here is like you're literally not supposed to leave your immediate town, like for any reason. I mean, like you're not necessarily gonna get like arrested or anything, but like it's just like it's like masturbating on an airplane. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. it's like just very frowned upon. You're not supposed to leave your immediate vicinity.
I met this RG guy that fucking flew from Australia, from Sydney, like just before Indo closed. So you can't come to Indonesia anywhere, like starting, I think it was like the 17th of March for 1 month. And he fucking met this influencer chick on the plane. Before the plane even took off, he starts hooking up with her. And he got a hand job while he was on the plane. I was like, what? And then that night we went out and he met up with her. Banged her that night.
That's like, what is it? Entourage, Johnny, or not Johnny Drama, Turtle. The woman, the chick from The Sopranos.
So funny.
Just watched The Sopranos.
I've never watched The Sopranos. Supposedly it's awesome. Right?
Dude, what's up?
I've got 4 episodes left and we're doing this. Just having a regular FaceTime.
So,
what was your experience in Tassie? I haven't heard about it yet.
There was nothing. You know, like there was, is regarding coronavirus?
I guess the whole thing.
Well, coronavirus didn't really play into the trip.
Yeah.
We just kind of bounce ahead of it and it didn't really interrupt our plans until we got home. It messed up with one flight once we arrived in the States. But no, it was really nice. It's a beautiful place.
Well, waves. Talk us through the surf core lord version of Drew's Tassie and Sydney trip.
The surf was good. It's their fall. So it was, you know, consistent swell and light winds and good weather. It was like 8 to 10 foot for the first 4 days, 5 days, and like nobody to surf with. So I didn't surf much. I surfed one little corner, little slab right-hander. I helped pull a really big Mako shark out of the water. These like two Tasmanian kids were dragging this Mako in on a boat to the boat ramp. And it was being chased down by like this big seal. The shark was dead behind the boat as they were dragging it, you know, tail first against its gills. And so they're like, they land the boat on the, at the dock in the marina, and like, they can't lift this shark into the boat. It was too big. So they're like, call it like walking it around. So they're walking it around the dock from a rope on the tail rope. And this seal has just been chasing them since they were out at sea. And like, I rocked up just after surfing, and they were like struggling to keep the seal away from their shark and the shark moving up the ramp. So I like took my shoes off and like grabbed the rope and pulled the Mako shark up the ramp. And we were like pulling it and fending off the seal. And that was like at the beach I was surfing at.
Bending off the seal. So it was like,
yeah, it was chasing the dead shark up the, you know, since it was out at sea. Big, big Mako. You know, not necessarily dangerous to humans, but they weren't fishing very far out when they caught it. But so it was spooky there, that's for sure. And the waves were big and it was cold. You know, I brought my full 3-2. I didn't bring boots. I didn't think I'd need them, but it was freezing. And there was kelp, you know, it was kelpie and big waves, open ocean, and not very many people surfing. And like, I was part of a shark experience. So it's just a big, gnarly place. Yeah,
sounds like South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I imagine it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
But, and then on my way home, and then I surfed another few times and did some fishing. And then, once we were in a stretch, like Sydney, the surf was good for the last 4 days of our trip. There was the same swell that the Gold Coast got. We got east swell there. So it was, you know, it was overhead for the last 4 days of the trip there. It was nice, crowded. Didn't matter if coronavirus was a thing or not. There was thousands of people in the water.
Yeah, but that's, I think, wild. They stopped that, right?
They shut the beaches down. Like, you can't even go surf there right now. And I think they did that. We left on a Saturday. They did that the following day.
There must be so many people there, crazy Australians, just trying to make a run for it.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that they just get outside the city limits and they're off the hook.
You know? Yeah, Phil. That's. I always thought that Australia, to me, was not the most appealing, like specifically like surf trip, because I always thought, you know, you just see Snapper and Kira and like it's just thousands of people, and I'm like, damn, like I don't want to go across the world like contend with that. But Phil then said to me when he was there that he would just travel around and find empty beaches. You know, it sounds like Drew, you found a couple that were like less crowded. But I'm curious, Phil, like when you drove around and found like less crowded areas, like how did you even go about doing that? Did you have friends there?
Yeah. So I had a couple of friends in Byron, and then a friend in, oh God, I forget the town name, but it was like a super random suburb town. But, like, I mean, when you think about the amount of coast they have and how many people are there, like, there's so many spots you can surf with no people. You just got to get out of the city areas. Like, out around Melbourne and Sydney and by Snapper, like, those places are going to be full of people. Gold Coast. But I took a camper and I went from Melbourne and I drove all the way north to Cairns. And dude, there's so many spots you can surf alone.
Yeah, my biggest problem was that there was nobody to surf with.
Yeah,
that was the biggest issue. Is I'd pull up to some random beach break. It was 8 to 10 foot and a quarter mile offshore, and huge. You know, like nobody around.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, well, like, I'm not you just don't gonna know paddle out a, there.
You don't know if there's a reef. Like it might be a reef under there. Like just you don't even know if it's a proper spot if you're supposed to be surfing there.
It's not a spot.
Yeah, that's really sketchy. I would be weirded out by that too.
Yeah, it's kind of how I had one session here with two guys out. Another one, like, I had a session alone. And it's still super good. Like, a place that it's not crowded, but there's usually a few people. And it just feels weird when there's no people. And, you know, no people are coming. Like, eh.
That's a good problem, though, with Bali. I mean, the other thing with, like, Drew is also, like, you know, cold water, cold, sharky.
Yeah.
Like, Bali's not known for sharks, and it's just drunks. It's, like, a lot less. And it's, like, dreamy versus being, like, sketchy.
Yeah.
This was, like, the most Tasmania was, right? So, like, I did Nova Scotia this year, or last year. And then I'd been out to Oregon and Northern California, like, 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. It's like right on par with like any of those places where it's just like big, unruly, and nobody around, and the perfect temperature for big sea life. There's killer
whales.
The
man in the gray suit.
There's killer whales there. You know, like
that's a crazy story.
Yeah, like my buddy Matt, who I went fishing with, texted me out the day I got home, and he was like, "I was fishing in the spot we were set up at." And I had the blue eye trevally on the electric reel, and this like big male orca just kept stealing my fish. You know, like you don't get that. That sort of excitement only, that sort of like scary excitement only exists like in the far north and far south latitudes.
Yeah.
You know? Don't have that,
you know, it's interesting, actually, when I was surfing Salt Creek when I was younger. When I was surfing way out the back, like, didn't really come near us at all, but that was pretty scary. I mean, just seeing an animal that big, seeing a fin that's, like, 6 feet tall, just like, oh, my God, is that a megalodon?
Megalodon.
Or Canado.
So have you guys been I don't know. So
okay,
my visa expired in March, and so it was wild. I was gonna come home, and then it was right when everything was getting like crazy, so I was like, let me just do a quick visa run, come back, and so I'll have extra days, and then I can figure it out when I get back here.
So you got another 30.
Singapore, and I flew to Singapore on the day Singapore closed its borders. So I get to the airport, and usually you got to get out of the airport, get your stamp, and then you can hop back, do like a day trip. So I get to the airport, and then they won't let me out. I'm like, oh. Yeah, we close the borders.
Just stamp it, I'll go back.
Yeah, that's what I literally said to the border guy. I was like, dude, I'm going back anyway. Can I just get the stamp? Like, I don't even have to leave. And they're like, no, dude, obviously not. So then I go to the counter, the information counter, to like, hey, I can't leave. I have this flight. Can I just go to the gate and go? And they're like, no, like, you have to get your stamp. I'm like, well, I can't leave. So what am I supposed to do? Stay here? They're like, well, you can't get your flight unless you pass immigration. I was like, well, all right, I guess I'm going to be chilling at the airport until you can figure something out. So I was literally ready.
What's that Tom Hanks movie? Tom Hanks.
I was ready to just fucking sleep in the airport. And
that saltines and mustard.
So many people had the same issue. So they just like, I don't know, call the guy. And then they're like, all right, yeah, we just got to get authorization to get you guys out of here. So then they just basically like made an exception.
So are you like currently on an open-ended tourist visa in Indonesia?
So I came back and like had an issue because I didn't actually get a stamp from another country, but same thing. They were like, all right, yeah, this is fucking weird times here. Go. Mm-hmm. Immigration was empty because they had just, I think in like the next 2 days, we're closing the border completely to anyone. And then, yeah, so I got like the regular visa, but then like 2 days after I came back in and they closed the border, they announced that there's like no fines for overstaying your visa. Pretty much you can just stay if you want.
Yeah. So beaches near you are open at the current moment.
Yeah. But like any place that gets a lot of people where like people are starting to fine, they're closing.
Yeah, they shut it down.
Yeah.
I think that's the same approach all over. But for now, you're in like this dream scenario where you're in Bali, it's pumping, and nobody's out.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the one spot
of nightmare.
Got like,
well, like right now, but I'd imagine like, you know, on either side of the swell, it's still good.
Yeah, in the lesser known spots, there's probably only locals out.
Yeah, that's epic.
You're a local now.
Yeah, you do live there.
Salamat pagi.
Salamat pagi. Yeah, I need to start learning the language.
Do you just not know like any Indo?
No, bad.
You don't need it. I mean, that's the crazy
part. Apa kamu mau? Saya tahu cukup bahasa Indonesia.
Yeah, Drew needed to learn it because he was managing locals.
Yeah.
Different thing altogether.
You know what is crazy? Like I started, so like a lot of the restaurants started closing down. So I started eating at more local places and realized how fucking cheap you actually could get by here.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Like, you go to that one run down the street for your Indo meat packed with MSG. That's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have.
US dollars.
If I get like a nasi goreng or a nasi champur at a local place, it's like $2 with
it. Yeah.
And
a nice Picari sweat.
After a surf, that'll cost you like $1, Drew.
That's nasty roller. Nasty drink's still good.
Yeah.
That's locals
what you got to do.
All the businesses, I'm sure, like everywhere. But
what's like the thing where they just keep serving you like dishes until you like you just eat whichever ones you like? There's okay. Like a. Is that what they call it?
Chinese buffet.
In Indonesian, they say buffet.
Buffet, as opposed to buffet.
Buffet.
Phoebe Buffet.
Oh no.
So you guys, you looking at
Cosmo Kramer?
Were you looking at flights? Well, I'm going to Aura. In November and with Pete, and we keep on checking it. We're like, why isn't this going down? It's just, it hasn't gone down. Like, because I think it's, for one, it's like a long time from now. And they probably, like, well, we're not going to change our flights for like that far out, like our prices. And then it's just like a really specific flight. Like, it's like New York to Singapore to Medan, and then like Medan to Similae. So it's like, it's just really specific. I don't know if it's going to, I mean, I'm like seeing people getting flights, like especially in the U.S., like domestic. Like I saw someone get one for $16. Like it was like somewhere, and then I'm like, well, how is our flight not going down?
It's a little.
I think
too
it's far. Only. Yeah, it's like I'd be curious how many months out the flights are still cheap. It's like.
So I've been getting alerts, and like it seems like till August, maybe in September, they're like really cheap. Like I saw a New York to Chile to Santiago for $250 round trip. Whoa, I think that was in August. There are like crazy good deals right now. And I think a lot of them you could always cancel or change.
Well, yeah, that's when this was first starting and I didn't think it was going to be, we didn't know it was going to happen. There was like I saw a flight to Costa for like $300 round trip. And I almost did it. But also, I mean, well, the question too is, if I were to buy that today for $300 and then I get whatever change I want, I can change it up. Do I just get that dollar amount in credit or do I get that flight whenever I want?
Voucher.
I don't think they
voucher. Get credit. Yeah.
So that's that. So you get a voucher for that exact flight, you're saying?
No. Like the amount that you paid towards.
I mean, yeah, because I actually looked
at an epic hack.
I looked at getting like, so I have travel insurance and they have the political evacuation because Indonesia is now like a travel warning country. And the flights like Etihad, Emirates are not flying at all, but Qatar is still flying. So I can get a flight back home, but it's like $5,000 economy one way. But I was like, wait, so if I get that, can that change for like in 2 months? And then I get like $4,000 of credit. I don't think they give credit. I think they just give you the flight if it's less expensive.
Wait, so why is it so expensive then? Because you're saying just because Qatar are the only airlines.
I think they're only flying the next like 2 days and then they're stopping for 2 weeks as well.
This is wild, man.
It is crazy. What a weird... Airlines are just stopping.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Gotta take boats. You guys know how to sail.
Did you see the a bunch of guys got We're on a boat trip in the Mentawai's, and that sounds really cool, except that then they ran out of food and supplies and they wouldn't let them come to the dock to get supplies. They wouldn't even let them come to port.
Zoom just sent me a gift from Zoom. Running out of time. We've removed the 40-minute time limit on your group meeting.
Oh,
well, then I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Thanks, Burns.
Let's, thanks, Ryan guy. All right.
Are you guys working? Is everything like normal?
Well, I had a nice extended holiday, but now I'm back to work. Sorry.
To play us out. So yeah, Drew came back and his work wouldn't let him work for 30 days because they're like, you need to quarantine, which is kind of crazy, Drew. Like, because everything's saying 14 days, like nobody's saying 30 days. But are guys still doing your work without you? Like,
I don't think so. At this stage, I think they're not.
They're not doing it anyway.
No.
Yeah, Phil. So I mean, just because like my office is just like me and my dad and like two or three other people, one of whom's sister has coronavirus, and we got pretty nervous that we were definitely going to get it. But lately, it's just been me and my dad and my secretary still going to the office. But that's the exception. Like most people aren't even allowed to work like in an office, let alone a lot of businesses just aren't working at all. You know, we're just construction, like construction's considered an essential business. So we're still cruising, but you know, pretty slow. We've been getting to surf a decent bit. You know, it's been a little onshore, but still fun. We had a good surf yesterday.
Is it like mad crowds surfing? Because everyone's off.
There was a weekend day swell that was pretty fun and offshore and like head high, and like a week or two ago, and it was crazy crowded. That was brutal, but it seems that it's gotten less so, which is good. It's just like people are off, but
my mom told me like all the New Yorkers are moving down to their summer houses to get out of the city.
Yeah, there's some of that, and the governor said like, do not do that. Like, we don't have the hospital capacity down at the Jersey Shore to like to deal with this. It was kind of great. He's just like, go home, Benny's.
Yeah. No, you get the summer.
Phil Murphy. You know how I feel about him.
Yeah, I need him to. I need him to reinstate golf. But I'll take. You know, just keep the beaches open, please. That's all I care.
You don't have one of those virtual golf things in that house today?
You should get one.
you just hit it in the yard.
Yeah, pretty much. I have been doing that.
Are you guys staying on this? Phil, have a nice day.
We're signing off.
Oh, well.
I'm going to bed.
You.